of the 2020 presidential election.
It's a setback for Fulton County DA Fawnie Willis, whose case was already on shaky ground, with an effort to have her removed from the prosecution over a romantic relationship with a colleague who she named to a key role in the prosecution. This has been an SRN News Special Report. I'm Rich Thomason.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy, it's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been enjoying a string of pretty nice days this week, but we do have a late-week storm system on the way. Today, though, the warming trend continues, high 76 with a good bit of sun mixed in with some clouds. The nights are also starting to moderate. Tonight's low down to about 50. We'll be near 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sun. The risk of scattered showers and storms returning after midnight on Thursday night. Widespread rain and storms on Friday and periods of showers and storms over the weekend. Rainfall totals could be excessive. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Kiwanis Club of Montgomery announced Wednesday it is presenting more than $339,000 in grants to organizations that help children in the river region. The money was raised during last year's Alabama National Fair, which the Kiwanis Club has presented at Garrett Coliseum since 1954. The state of Alabama legalized medical cannabis 3 years ago, but the reality of medical marijuana is still much in doubt. On Monday, the Alabama Court of Civic Appeals stayed all litigation proceedings surrounding the troubled Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission. Another hearing is tentatively scheduled for sometime in mid-April. Former Alabama head coach Nick Saban spoke at an NIL roundtable in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. Saban remarked that college football is headed towards a caste system where success is based on how much college programs pay players. Saban said all the things he believed in no longer exist in college athletics. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Come out to Wind Creek, Montgomery, March 28th through the 30th for three action-packed days of competition, fun, and live entertainment during our second annual Pusa Jeep Fest. Check out the Jeeps and watch them compete for great prizes. Join in on the pizza eating contest. Shop or grab a bite at Food Truck Alley. New this year, take a photo with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot, free to the public. See times and details at windcreekmontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest in Wind Creek is sponsored and endorsed by your name. FCA US LLC.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
For the lowest prices on flooring and flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, hardwood, laminate, ceramic tile, carpet remnants, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. And if you're a flooring installer, you'll really love Budget Floors & More. Budget Floors & More has the lowest prices on installation supplies. Ask about their professional trade discounts, large selection, and quality at the best prices. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane in Montgomery, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We're having a great time. We're starting off the third half of the show. Sky Mosley.
Yes, sir.
You've been very, very quiet during the talk of what might be the greatest threat to the Republic.
Yeah,
the white liberal suburban woman.
How about that? Yeah, every day, Scott and Amy Beth and Allison, I say a little prayer that I won't say anything too stupid on the show. So,
don't let me say anything as dumb as what they say.
That's right. So,
look, all these things are legitimate concerns. What was the stat you had earlier, Amy Beth? It was after Red Top called.
I had some stats because, you know, we're nerdy girls and we like stats. And so basically when it comes to voting for, I'm on Smithsonian. I was on Pew Research.
It
was a 30 point. Now I can't find it, but it was I'll go in history. It was a 30 point differential that
Biden beats Trump by 30.
From women, I think it was 38% of liberal white women voting and breaking for Biden. And you're like, what in the world?
38.
But it's a huge gap. If you look on Pew Research and then you can go find on Smithsonian Magazine, they also have kind of the breakdown. So it's somewhere in there. And then it really does go along with what you're saying, Allison, about... We are trying to fit ourselves into something for which we were never designed. Everything we do, and Allison said this weeks ago, comes out of the home, but out of that springs life. And here we are today, but we are on the tail end of our motherhood. We're not at the beginning. And so Chris and I's view has always been love, like St. Augustine said, love God, do what you want. But when you do love God with your whole heart, and we do it like apathetically and terribly and all the things, but if you are focused on what he says, it is all going to work out. Instead, we're striving, we're miserable. Now we see these girls that went through smarticle colleges, and they're ending up making posts on Instagram and the socials saying, I'm miserable and I don't like adulting and I think I want to find a man. And remember the girl who about came across the table because the dude paid for her?
Right.
And she was like, oh, Schlitz.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about, because nobody ever taught them you were designed for something more. But in the garden, we decided we needed to rule over, not surrender, understanding we're co-equal heirs of grace.
Right.
We don't want that. We're jealous, pride of life, lust of the flesh. We want all the things that they're good at, but we never understand that what God made us to do, we're good at. Mm-hmm. And together, we're puzzle pieces that are powerful in the kingdom, and he can shoot us out as arrows into the universe and use us as a power team.
Right.
But we're looking at the disastrous consequences of never teaching anybody what they were designed for. And that's first of all for Jesus Christ. And when you know him, you will know the fullness of what you're created for. And we don't know that. And now we're looking around going, oh.
You think one of the other lies that we're all told, men and women both, boys and girls both, that you can have everything?
Yes.
Because in this life, you really can't have everything. You have to make choices. Mm-hmm. And I see that some people want to say, okay, I want all the career, I want all the money, I want all the stuff, I want people to think I'm smart. And then, in a woman's case, and I want to be a mom, and I want the family, and I want the kids, and I want so-and-so. And there's just not enough time in the day, there's not enough time in your lifetime to make all that happen simultaneously. Now, I think y'all both have said before, you can do both. If you change the order from what culture says do, mm-hmm. you can do mom, family, you know, have children, then eventually grandchildren, everything first, and then you can career your eyeballs out
right.
for 40, 50 years. But you can't career to death for the first 35 or 40, and you can't get back. There's only a window, the motherhood window is the first window.
And let me give
but
the caveat.
But you can work forever if you want.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing as when you're talking to teenagers and you're talking to them about sex. And here goes an antiquated conversation that people are going to freak out about.
Okay.
But when I would get in front of high school students and I was like, this is back in the day. And I was in the 90s. Okay, so please mm-hmm. understand what I'm talking about here. And you would tell the kids, okay, right now you're saying no because what you're saying yes to is a great sex life in the future. Mm-hmm. You can have sex for the whole rest of your life. Mm-hmm. What happens? What is the big deal if
with
you delay
for really
5 years
right.
instead of in the back of the car?
Right.
Instead of hurriedly and you're like, oh, wow, I really hate that I did that or I felt pressured to do that. You've right. got the whole rest of your life. But the enemy of our souls makes us think you only have this one window and you're going to ruin it.
Right. Right.
And we've done the same thing with women. You're going to ruin it. Mm-hmm. It is okay to say, I'm going to college, I'm going to get a degree, and I may work part-time. I always did part-time stuff. Mm-hmm. I just did. But it didn't take away from my life as a mom. I know that there are women who have a great family setup, that they have grandparents, and they have a job that is work from home most of the time. Mm-hmm. And then they've got grandparents that pick up, or a husband that gets done really early. Like, they have unique and beautiful setups, but it is around their family. Mm-hmm. Most people, though, have to drop their kids off at daycare, and they don't pick them up till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm sorry, I'm 51. I get to grandma for a second. That hurts me.
Right.
It hurts when I feel sad when I'm going past. Am I happy that they're going to what look like good childcare centers? Yes, but they're centers and you're not there.
Right.
And so what that means is what we both did early on. And that is we were not going to have two pennies to rub together for a very long time. And guess what? That's okay. There were times when I stayed at my house for 2 weeks because I could only get gas and I could barely get any groceries. And my husband wasn't there for 7 years. He was not around.
Right.
That's okay. It's okay. Mm-hmm. But don't shame women because they want to go to college, because I had so many people saying, like, I can't believe you went to college and you're having children.
Yeah,
why
you
wouldn't
you? Like you waste it. Right.
Why wouldn't
right.
my dad want me to go get a degree?
Right. And so you have the ability to do
what you want to do, and I'm doing exactly what I meant to do, just in a different order that I thought I would do it. But the lie of the enemy of our soul tells us you've got a window and you've got to grab it all now. If you grab it all now, you're going to drop stuff, and it's likely going to be your kids.
Would this explain why so many of these liberal women are angry?
Yes.
Well,
I think so, because unfulfillment, you know, lack of purpose.
Someone who, if you don't have someone who cares for you, you know what I'm saying? If you told the whole world, you told all the men, you told everybody to that they're number one and they can go fly a kite, and then all of a sudden, years later, nobody they have no one. So they get involved in all these issues and these things and these...
To make them feel good about themselves.
Yeah. Yes. It's a tough thing. And look, here's the thing. We're not judging. I don't think the ladies or anybody is judging anyone. We're just saying, hey, look, we've all messed up. We've all done things. Let's try from where we are today. Some people, look, we're on the road. We can't get off. I get it. But we have sons and daughters. We have grandchildren. Some people do. The older ones here have grandchildren. But we can help keep them from going down the same roads. We can turn society a little bit of time. No one's saying every woman, go out and quit your job today. Nobody's saying that. We just have to turn the ship a little bit at a time to bring society and culture back somewhere where future generations aren't believing the lies that we believed. How's that? Is that fair? Does that make like any that. Listeners come back?
I mean, we're fighting. A football analogy just came to me. My gosh, everybody.
Yes.
But we're fighting our design. And that's really the crux of what you're talking about, Sky, is that God made us to play different roles. And he designed it that way. And the football analogy, I don't know why. Maybe it's your Nebraska shirt. But I was like, okay, here's my question. Which is more important? Quarterbacks or receivers?
Both.
Both, because you can't get the completion without the both.
What we're trying to do right now is make all the receivers quarterbacks. And what happens? The game falls apart. They are both equally important. You cannot play the game of football without, but you won't win.
Right, right.
And we have bought into this lie that we need to all be quarterbacks. Because that's the pinnacle. Everybody wants to play quarterback. Mm-hmm. That's the height of it.
Even though it's probably the suckiest job.
Mm. Even though there's more pressure.
That's right.
There's more, I mean, maybe a kicker. But, you know, like all right. eyes. And yes, you cannot play football without a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all these other roles that have to be played. And for some reason, women are like, I just want to be just like that man. I just want to have all the freedom that that man has. And it is such a lie because we weren't designed that. If you're a receiver, you are so important. You catch the ball and run it across the line. You get those points.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You score the points. But women just don't find value in playing their role as a receiver or whatever it is. Anyway,
that's actually brilliant.
I'm walking out of the
studio.
I'm done.
No, that's really, that makes so much sense. So much sense.
Why? I mean,
why do we all do that?
That's why we're all unhappy, because if you're a receiver, you aren't meant to play quarterback. God gave you different abilities and talents. Mm-hmm.
And then we're prideful. And then we're jealous.
Which all people are, men
and
women both.
We all are. And who are you to tell me that I shouldn't do that? Now, look, do we look back and we say, were women mistreated? Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Were women treated? Yes, of course. But so in some ways now are dudes. Like everybody at some point is mistreated. Mm-hmm. And we straighten it out.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to stay that way, and we don't have to be victims of it. And so you're right. Let's be part of the conversation to get us back on, because here's something else that's really going to make people mad, and I'm sorry in advance. But have you ever looked at your salary, girls, that you're making? How much of that salary is actually putting you with this big, giant gap of income, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 extra, or is all of it going to childcare?
You pay your taxes, so big chunks gone. Then you pay for that car, and some of them are big, nice, expensive cars, because that's kind of how you show that you got a good job. So that's a big payment. Then you pay child care. Well, no, let's not get into child care yet. Then you got to buy all the work clothes, and you have to eat out at lunch, and you have to pay for all the gas, and you do all that stuff. Then you pay for the child care. How much money's left? How much are you actually working for?
That is what I did when we stood in the kitchen and tried to figure out in Charleston, South Carolina, I was pregnant with Emmy. Am I going to go get a job, like outside the home, because inside the home is a job too? Uh-huh. Or am I going to be here and we're going to struggle? Uh-huh. And I added every single expense up, and we talked about it. He's like, you're paying to work. Uh-huh. You're paying the child care, you're paying for all those things, you're getting nothing, there's no financial benefit at all.
I'll tell you, one of the blessings we had was that when I am off on the weekend, because I still have to do yard work and all that kind of stuff, but all the stuff that people try to run around and scrounge around and do on Saturdays instead of being together as a family was already done. And that is worth a fortune.
Yeah. Testify, my brother. I've just found that out. Man. You know, I knew what she did, but
right.
I didn't know.
Yes. And now no, I agree.
I'm trying to do it myself. Oh.
Yep.
Right. Very good point.
Yes. Abs, to your point, think about it too. The reality is women aren't making as much as men. So then factor that in. Is it really worth it? The people on their deathbed, did they really look back? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so cliche.
Let me ask you this question.
Like,
this was one that got me one time because I like cars. And I want to have the really cool car. Mm. I would like to do that. But if you get that really cool car and it comes with multiple $100 a month payments, whatever that car is, and you show all your friends, after you're done showing them that car that first day, they don't care anymore. And you pay for it for 5 years.
And you trash it just like you did your old car.
Exactly.
And it smells like burnt pizza.
Lunchbox Bob will be up next. Man, what a show. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report, before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard. This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back in, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Dixie and Trixie are with me. And they've pretty much offended everybody today, and I'm appalled. And I don't know.
Would you like to disown us?
Yes. I completely disagree with everything. I'm on the side of the feminazis.
Oh, we did say we were bringing that word back.
Yes, we are. In honor of Rush Limbaugh. You had never heard that because you didn't know.
Yeah,
did you?
I didn't know.
Yeah, the feminazis.
He was really, and then
feminists.
He called the National Association of Girls, the NAGS, the Planned Parenthood, National Association of Women is what it was, but he called them the NAGS. So we're going to bring all that back, everybody.
That'll be awesome.
Right here on Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Well, let's look, to be fair, because everybody wants everything to be fair, the dudes have a lot of work to do, too.
I think it's funny.
You don't get a pass for, you know, I'm going to work 70 hours a week. And if you have to make ends meet, do it. But if you're a absentee dad and you're not really spending time with your children either, and we all can have a tendency to do that at times, you know, you need to be slapped around too.
Mm-hmm.
Or not too. You need to be slapped around the woman. You need to be get a wake-up call as well. You know what I'm saying?
I tell Jared that all the time. I hope he's still listening. But, like, I don't care. We can sell the house. We can sell.
Right.
Like, it's not worth losing your soul and your sanity and your family.
Right.
Like, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Yes, you're supposed to work and provide.
Right.
But
again, to the men, because it's easier to say it to the men. If you want to work all the time and your career makes your value, and you want to be a gajillionaire, then don't have kids. Mm-hmm. You know? Just don't. Suck it up and go play, you know, go play career all the whole time. And it's fine. Great. Whatever. But don't have men, don't have your children, and then them not have a dad because you're not around. Ever. Don't be the one who doesn't keep up with them. And don't be the one that says, hey, I wish my dad would just throw the baseball with me one time.
That
and I heard that about from a child of a very powerful person in this state years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
And the child probably should not have even been talking to me because I was the enemy. And I said something very complimentary of the powerful dad. And the kid says, I don't really care. I just wish you would throw the baseball with me.
That makes me tear up.
And everybody's like, oh, you're so awesome. No, you suck. If you're...
And think about fatherlessness is crippling communities across the country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anger, we would see it in young men, but now we're seeing it in these girls that are fighting and beating each other to a pulp.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So at some point in time, we have to say to the men, all the men, hey, look, people may not want the knight in shining armor to come save society, but by golly, we need to save it. And just, if you don't like it, that's tough. We're going to save it. We're going to do our role. We're going to be there. And we're going to try to save society and our children.
Mm-hmm. Will you tell the story on the bus?
Which one? About the little kid?
Yeah. I think it's so indicative.
Yeah, because I don't really know the reason, but I told y'all the other day I had to drive a different load, and it was, did I tell on the air
how rough
the load was?
No.
Well, it was rough. Very, very, so I basically had two loads at one time. Very wild, like totally out of control, just nothing I could do. And one little boy was, he's a kindergartner, I think. And I was having to get on to him all the time. And I was like, dude, look. All I care about is you being safe. That's all I care about. Just, you got to sit down. You got to stop. So yesterday, kids are coming out. I'm not paying attention. I don't even realize my kids are to the bus. And this little kid, a little kid comes up and just comes into the bus and just hugs me like crazy. And then, you know, I'm hugging and I turn around and I realize this kid's not one of my kids. He is the little kid that was on the extra bus I was helping out. The little kid who was just acting crazy, but for some reason he's decided that I'm important to him. And I think it's because
you made
he
him
knows
feel
I care about what happens to him.
Children want discipline.
And I was like,
yes. It shows love.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And some people can say, oh, I can't believe you do that or whatever. It has been fantastic for me, and they can, like it tough, but it's... It's awesome. So maybe we're making a little progress and can help
out
some
folks.
They can
kiss your grits.
They can kiss my grits.
But he knew you cared because you took time to put boundaries around him to keep him safe, to be hard on him.
Wasn't very good at it, but still.
No, children want that. They want to know where the world ends. It ends right there with you.
Yes. No. Mm. There is some... Mm. One of these days, I need to just write a amateur psychology book on all the things I've seen that have to do with coaching little kids and everything. Little boys, little girls, the whole nine yards, from soccer to basketball to bus driving to involved with athletics. And
it needs to be a bathroom book.
Yes.
It's like 100 pages. Mm-hmm. And what are we going to call it? It's going to be a great book.
I was still thinking Tales from the Bus.
Yeah.
Tales from the Bunny Bus.
I think that's
the world
good.
Famous
that's a lot
money
better
bus.
Than sit down and shut up.
Yeah. Listen to me. Hey, let's go out to Lunchbox Bob, and then we'll get to biologists. Lunchbox, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
It's the third half to me. And yes, ladies, I know you've got names, and I even know both of them. And you're still total fools. Amy Beth. Motherhood is never over. You are never near the end of it. Once a mother, always a mother. The relationships will grow and change. But you are not authorized to put down that mantle of matriarchy until approximately 7 minutes after your final breath. Be a mother. Always. Once and forever. Next. I'm gonna offend everybody. That's what Lunchbox Bob can do. The goal of our enemy is to destroy families and atomize society into easily deceived, stressed out, ignorant, and afraid individuals who, under the media spell of our sacred democracy, will vote themselves happily onto the road of perdition. And that's what we're seeing today. That's why liberal white women, deceived, ignorant, stressed out, and afraid, don't even realize they're marching us lead vanguard into hell. Feminism 2.0 is demonic. Now, I got a whole spiel on that. I'm skipping it for today. Check out Pints with Aquinas and Dr. Terry Gress to hear that. Next. Oh, my goodness. Is that the music?
It is, Bob.
Scott,
I've got
a whole series of solutions for young men. We'll have to do it another time.
Let's do it tomorrow,
Drink
Lunchbox.
Coffee, guys.
You got it, buddy. Great call. Biologist, you're up next. We'll be back. Give me something better. Give me something better.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Skip the DIY and get your window treatments done right the very first time with Just Blinds in Prattville. For over 35 years, Just Blinds has been the trusted source for quality window treatments. Whether it be plantation shutters, blinds, shades, outdoor shades, or custom drapery, Just Blinds offers complimentary in-home consultations in the Montgomery, Prattville, Lake Martin, and Auburn areas. I'm Ben Myers with Just Blinds in Prattville, and I want to invite you to visit our Prattville showroom or online at gojustblinds.com.
Got a hungry family? Sam Marcos in Millbrook has what you've been craving. You'll find all the traditional Mexican favorites, but Sam Marcos in Millbrook has more true Mexican food items that you can't find in other restaurants. Street tacos, huaraches, tostada de tinga, elote, and more. Sam Marcos is a real deal for Mexican food. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. For authentic Mexican food, great and friendly service, visit Sam Marcos. Located in the Food Outlet Shopping Center off Highway 14 in Millbrook. Also available on DoorDash. There's nothing like the Sam Marcos experience in the River Region.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop. It's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to William Mason Salon.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been enjoying a string of pretty nice days this week, but we do have a late-week storm system on the way. Today, though, the warming trend continues, high 76 with a good bit of sun mixed in with some clouds. The nights are also starting to moderate. Tonight's low down to about 50. We'll be near 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sun. The risk of scattered showers and storms returning after midnight on Thursday night. Widespread rain and storms on Friday and periods of showers and storms over the weekend. Rainfall totals could be excessive. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the float with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
save it. We're back, everybody.
Patriarchy. Whatever you want to do, Scott.
Sky, you too.
You pick.
You pick. Let's go to biologist.
No,
biologist
such a
should
good
know.
Choice.
He understands biology, psychology, all the ologies. Biologist, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Well, good morning, midday. I guess that's what it is right now. But I'm going to try. I've listened to y'all all day, and y'all went through like 9 different topics, and I got my little notebook out here writing down what I think about stuff, and I just try to check it off when I go through. So first of all, you know what? My family, you know, I ate off, you know, plastic spoons when everyone else was eating off of silver spoons. And this is the reason I'm saying this. My sister had a child when she was 16.
Okay.
Had a child when she was 17, got a GED. She just sold her company for nearly 9 figures. She worked her butt off. She got
Holy
a loan.
Hold
from
on,
my parents
I
got to
do what 9 figures is.
A lot of money, Scott.
Oh, my gosh.
Nearly 100 million. And she never graduated high school. She got a GED, and she worked her butt off really bad. And my parents would not babysit her kids because the man left her. And she said, "As if you're not working, you don't go out. We're not babysitting your children because you chose to do that. And they're my nieces." So she built this company up, and then she had a guy that worked in the company. Well, I was telling this guy the story, but and I said, "Well, sister, why do you have a man in the company?" She said, "Because that's the way it works. Men make deals. I can't go out there on the golf course and make that deal, but I can do the behind-the-scenes stuff." And she built a company in 9 years that's worth $100 million. And so,
wow.
Dang.
And but she never went, she had a GED.
Right.
She just worked. The way she got her first job is she, and look, my sister's in her mid-60s, and she got her first job because they needed a typist. She went and bought a book and learned how to type in one night. So the ability is out there, but there is a system between, and my wife is the same way. She says there's certain things that men do because men talk to men a certain way. And it's not a sexist thing at all. It's just how things work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, and when it comes to the dads, I could be a regional director, but I chose to be a dad to take my children all over creation to watch them play soccer. Because when I'm dead, it really doesn't matter.
Right.
We just went to Dallas, Texas with my 12-year-old daughter. They got to play 20 minutes because of weather, blah, blah. But you know what? My daughter and I drove 11 hours one way, 11 hours back, and had a wonderful time. So I chose not to be a, you know, six-figure dad because I knew it's like Ms. Phil said on the Fresh Prince of Bear, I have one job as a dad, and that's to make sure I do it successfully. I mean, that's the old Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But the issue we have in what I work is more people have very, very successful wives.
Yes.
That many times do financially better than the man. And I'm in that situation.
Right.
And that's fine with me. I don't care. But it allows me to be a daddy. Which, when my daughter, when she goes off to college, she made a 27 on her ACT the first time trying, 11th grade, didn't cry. And so my job as a dad is to go, your job is to go to school and make really good grades. So when my wife or your mother and I are old, you can buy me a house.
There you go.
Your head. Mm-hmm. That's a joke. That's a kind of a joke.
Yeah, no, I don't know what you're saying.
So
good points.
And the final thing is I have to sometimes euthanize a lot of things, and my wife can't do that. What I'm getting at is men and women are different. We all have our place, and that's fine, but more men are having wives like the two ladies there who are very successful, and we all put in together. It's who wants to do what. So, been listening to y'all. Wonderful show. I've got to get back out and take care of some things. I have to euthanize some stuff. So, y'all have a good day.
Good deal, biologist. We appreciate you, buddy.
Euthanize some stuff.
Kind of cool. I don't think I want to watch that. But that, I mean, it really just does boil down to that. We're different.
I agree completely. Let's go to Clark. Clark, welcome to the program. Oh, I missed one. All right, I'll get him.
So I'm here now?
You're here, Clark.
Okay. Hi, Allison. Hi, Amy Beth.
What?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, Scott. So.
Hey, Clark.
You know, you threw me there while I was kind of on hold. You said something about if anybody wants to be a millionaire, just don't have kids.
I don't remember saying that.
I misunderstood.
If your whole entire goal as a man is to be a millionaire, work 80 hours a week, everything's about my career. Who was it, the guy who did Apple? He says something about
Steve Jobs.
Not being around his kids or whatever because he poured everything, every moment of every day was into Apple.
Yeah, Steve
Jobs. And if that's your thing and you're not going to be around your kids and you're not going to be a dad, then don't have kids.
They don't have
kids. That's where I was going.
So here's the thing. If I didn't have kids, Scott, you know what I wouldn't have?
What?
I wouldn't have grandkids.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Now, you cannot.
I thought you were
going to
say if you didn't have a wife, you'd be a millionaire.
Oh. Well,
I thought he was going to say if he didn't have kids, he wouldn't have workers.
You can have it all, Scott. You can have it all. So, the thing is being a millionaire ain't that big a deal no more.
That's right.
It just means you can buy some groceries.
Ouch.
Yeah, you could not offer me enough to not have my grandkids. You just could not do it.
And you could offer him some to not have kids.
But not his grandkids.
I feel, though, the grandkids are quite delightful.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, the relationships with the kids and, you know, kids that I coached are adults and married now and bring their kids to see me. And just to see things come full circle.
That's just awesome.
So fantastic. But anyway, what I did call about, if we could please get into this Alabama choice bill sometime or another. And I got to thinking about Representative Buck, who is resigning at the end of the week, and we will now have a slimmer majority in the House.
Yeah.
Yes.
Scott, the Republicans don't want to be in the majority. They've proven that time and again. And if through some accident of the political cycle they end up in the majority, pretty quickly, they will take corrective measures to make sure that that's not a permanent thing. They'll keep it temporary.
That's right.
And that's where we are.
You're right. It's on purpose. There's no doubt about it. You usually can't get those. You can't dig those guys out. And when we get in the majority, they're all needing to retire and go to the House now. You're right, Clark. Yes. I appreciate you, buddy.
Take care.
Very good. Let's go out to Bill. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you. Hey, I just wanted to make a silly little comment about the apples. You mentioned, you know, giving away apples and everybody making apple pie.
Yes.
I'll tell you, my wife makes a wonderful, one of the best apple pie there is. But you know what I would do with the apples?
What?
I would give them to my chickens because chickens love apples.
Who knew?
That's what I would do.
So. That's a good idea. And then chickens will take those apples and make really scrumptious, rich, yolked eggs.
Yeah, you want to know something about chicken eggs real
quick?
I do.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, you know, so I had my oldest child was out there, and we were checking for eggs, and she found this one of my chickens started laying in the other building we discovered. And so she took one of those eggs, and she's almost as tall as I am. She's about 5'6". She's dropping that thing from over her head, and it just bounced on the ground like a ball and wouldn't break. Now, if you did that with a regular store-bought egg...
Oh, cause the shell was so strong. Okay, I got you. I didn't know where you're going.
Yeah, they're like, you know, it just speaks to the quality of, you know, the...
You have good chickens.
I want those chickens.
Yeah, we have great chickens, yeah. You know, there's nothing better than... homegrown chickens and their eggs. So
you got it, Bill. I appreciate you, buddy. God bless.
I love our callers because out of all we talked about, he went back like 2.5 hours to talk about the apples.
Yes. And I learned about chickens. It's more about chickens.
Favorite.
Which is really good, actually. We'll be back.
Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The Harriet 2 Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 now at funinmontgomery.com.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. Trustworthy Electric is hiring full-time electrical techs at $24 to $30 per hour, plus monthly bonus opportunities. Free medical, vision, and dental insurance, paid vacation, holiday, and sick days, 401k and profit-sharing programs offered, home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back in, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate you listening. The few listeners we may have left after this day. We've got some more exciting stuff tomorrow.
Yes, we have planned. The Shoes Act. Mm-hmm. We have what's going on with Kyle Luter in North Alabama. If you haven't seen that story, it's kind of disgusting. Mm-hmm. We also have another North Alabama story. We'll give an update on what's going on with the Space and Rocket Center.
Okay.
And then we got Ben Shapiro, because it has been a while, Allison's going to need to do a news and a hot flash.
Yes, oh, okay. Sweet.
Huh? Maybe it's Conspiracy Thinker Thursday.
I don't know how sweet that is.
And then there's going to be some conspiracies batted about.
The Idaho serial killer survived his lethal injection attempt. Did you say that?
Wait. This isn't the... Wait, the one that just killed all the co-eds at...
No. Okay. This is a guy, Thomas Eugene Creech.
Why did you have to say his double name? Why is it always a double name, people?
I don't know. Well, they gave me all three names, so I don't know what he actually went to. He's a
double name? Yeah, yep, I mean, serial killer.
Blonde hair. Let me guess.
Well, it's gray now. Mostly balding. He probably did it 30 years ago. But Idaho, smarter than other places. Strong hair. Gracious. They did restore the firing squad as a last resort, so they won't be piddling around again with that. But let's go to Sam from Pike County and then maybe Miss Love. Sam, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Scott, for taking my call. I'm one of your last few listeners. I just want to let you
okay.
know.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Sam.
Come on. Man, the show, what I really enjoy about it, I'll take a moment, is Scott, the Ladies of Liberty, they make you look good. Okay?
They do a great job.
And you know, bless you, man.
I'm just another angry white guy, and they balance it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, you're in luck because I called. This is just a brief little thing that happened to me this morning, but it's good news. My youngest sister, she sent me her paperwork, a picture of it, where she has put in her intent to retire from the public education. She's a educator, teacher.
Ooh,
31 years. Yeah, man. And it just all of a sudden it hit me. Yeah, and because we've watched she and I share stories. This is where I get a lot of my venom from, is the watching the cultural changes over the decades. Well, we're all grown folks on this show, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
And we need to get her to call in sometime and give us the real skinny on how things have changed through the years, because they absolutely have, and I think a lot of parents, especially my age, think it's still like it used to be, and it is not.
No, sir. That's what I kind of I peck at a little bit, because I'm just Scott, and the changes that occur, they occur, that have occurred, and what you see with the girl, like I said, the girls fighting in the schools.
Yeah.
Nut. There was something else, and it has slipped away, brother. I'll catch y'all later. How about that?
Yeah, man, we'll get you on the other side. We'll talk to you tomorrow sometime.
Yeah, man. But there's some good news. Bye, y'all.
Yep, I hope she enjoys it. Well, I'm glad we didn't do our retirement thing today, because she retired. So we'll
say. But she retired for a good reason.
Yeah.
Because the education system stinks.
So now she could go start a micro school.
Can we do that? Y'all going to have to give me the lowdown on what the Choice Act actually allows.
The Choose Act.
It did have a bunch of amendments, right?
Yes. Okay. No, it didn't have any amendments.
You sure?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
We tried.
Because I want to know what...
Didn't work.
What... who can actually have some choices.
I tell you.
Okay. Miss Love, welcome to the program.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, Miss Love.
Okay, I want to say this. 11 Bible verses about parenting that will help you be better. So you can Google that, or you can DuckDuckGo that. And also, great program. And last, I want to say this. I hope everybody have a blessed Easter. It ain't about no rabbit, Easter rabbit. It ain't nobody about no egg. So remember that. Everybody have a blessed Easter. Thank y'all. Aww. Have a blessed.
You got it, Miss Love. God bless you.
Miss Love.
Hey, did y'all saw the president? Miss Love's right. It is not about eggs. The White House is switching to potatoes for their Easter egg hunt and roll.
That's not real.
What?
Yeah, it's not real. Are you sure it's not real?
Is it real? What?
I don't know. We'll find out, and we'll let y'all know tomorrow.
I think the
animal folks got to them. I think they're doing Easter potatoes.
We need an Alabama Unfiltered Radio Easter egg roll.
We're the dumbest generation ever.
Golly.
Hey, y'all be good out there. Be safe. Both of y'all who are still listening, we appreciate you and love you. And we'll try to be back at some point tomorrow. See y'all.
Get here when you can, Scott Beeson.